Over the last couple of years, Milwaukee has begun issuing permits so people can raise hens and honey. Now it appears on the verge of passing a zoning ordinance that clarifies how raising crops and community gardens can fit into residential neighborhoods. The Zoning Neighborhoods and Development Committee advanced the plan Tuesday. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz listened in as members clarified issues.
Alderman Willie Wade says so many vegetable patches have sprouted across his district, he can't keep track. He wants the city to keep closer watch on which community gardens have permits and which do not.
You know, before you start planting and fertilizing and all of that stuff, you need to get some permission from the city to occupy this space. And I know that's not going on. Right. I know I got a lot of them. So I want to be ahead of that. And I think this is the time of year to have that discussion before, you know, I'm walking through and it's beautiful harvest and I look like the Grinch. I don't want to be in that position. Right. I really don't.
Under the plan, gardening groups will need to apply for a permit rather than to simply opt to register with the city. And applicants must notify neighbors and their council representatives. Matt Howard and his team have been tweaking the proposed ordinance. He heads the city's Office of Environmental Sustainability.
And I think this ordinance gets us to a point where we don't put you in an uncomfortable position where you have to, you know, play the Grinch. You know, we mitigate that before the garden even gets in the ground so we know who the group is. Neighbors are comfortable with it. Alderman, Alderwoman is comfortable with it, and then we can help you keep an eye on it as well.
The ordinance also clarifies the role Milwaukee's Office of Neighborhood Services plays in the growing urban garden scene. Art Dahlberg is commissioner. He says the agency would address problems that arise.
Whether it be, you know, noise pollution kinds of things from vehicles coming to the property, whether it be migration of dirt onto the streets, we have the tools to be able to address that.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs slipped into the chamber mid-meeting. She doesn't sit on the zoning committee, but had points to share. First, did planners consult gardeners when drafting the ordinance? When assured, yes, Coggs urged her colleagues not to inhibit community gardens.
In my district, gardens have been used not just for the growing, but for the healing of community. So I hope that as we begin to regulate it more, and I totally understand why we're doing this, that we also think outside of the box about the role that gardens are able to play.
After the committee approved the plan, Mary Beth Driscoll allowed herself a long sigh of celebration. She heads Groundwork Milwaukee. It's one of the urban agriculture groups that have been working toward this day for more than 4 years. Driscoll is euphoric that the city would allow growers to erect systems to catch rainwater, rather than relying on neighbors offering up their gutters. And gardeners could build structures, such as sheds.
The thing that this provides for is that you can do a structure with a roof on it so that you can have a place to get in out of the sun, but then you can capture the rain off of that. Because otherwise, if you have a rain barrel, you've got to have a neighbor that says, it's okay to cut my downspout. Not everybody likes that idea. So this way, gardens can be a little bit more independent.
Driscoll does not bemoan having to wait so long to push urban ag zoning through the political process. She says this year, spring has been so long in coming, gardeners are just beginning to contemplate planting. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
The full Common Council is slated to take up the urban ag zoning ordinance next Tuesday.